A toolbox stuffed yet nothing to be found. At 11 p.m. on a Sunday, in an apartment in Shenzhen's Nanshan district, 34-year-old remote interaction designer Lin Yu wanted to find a project source file from 3 months ago. He searched 7 places and finally dug it out of a nearly forgotten collaboration tool. "My toolbox is like an overstuffed drawer, everything is there, but nothing is within reach when I need it," Lin Yu later wrote in his notes. His computer and phone held 47 tools, fewer than a third opened weekly. That day he roughly tallied, to move one design draft through review, revision, and delivery, he jumped between 6 tools 14 times, spending 23 minutes just on logins and switching. This out-of-control toolbox state is not rare. A small sample survey of remote workers showed an average of 39 tools installed, but fewer than 40% actually launched in the past 30 days. Lin Yu decided to spend 2 weeks on a thorough toolbox inventory. What is a toolbox inventory? Inventory before organizing. A toolbox inventory is not simply listing apps, but seeing clearly which tools you actually hold, what task each serves, and how many are already living in name only. Its first principle is, what you cannot see, you cannot manage. Real inventory starts with counting, not deleting. Delete before you understand, and a few days later you'll panic realizing some critical flow broke where you deleted, a senior efficiency advisor said. The object of inventory is not the list of tool names but the task chain. Ask, to finish one thing, how many entries did I touch, and do they overlap? Once inventoried, you'll find many sleeping shadow tools in the box that create no value, only management burden. Inventory is bringing those shadows onto the table. 3 cognitive misconceptions about toolbox inventory. Misconception 1. Having more equals stronger capability. Many feel secure buying tools but never count the attention they siphon daily. Misconception 2. If recommended by others, I should keep it. Tools adopted by following the crowd never mesh with your task chain and end up as placeholders. Misconception 3. Inventory once and done forever. The toolbox is alive, new tools keep flooding in, and without ongoing inventory it swells back out of control. Seeing these 3 misconceptions, you won't loop back to hoarding at the door of inventory. Inventory tests honesty with yourself, not typing speed. Why the toolbox needs regular checkups. Consider a contrast. Someone with a tidy toolbox opens one launchpad and pushes forward. Someone chaotic first spends minutes picking which of a dozen icons to use. Each extra tool adds an account, a logic, a notification. Cognitive science calls this hidden cost switching cost, and it is pricier than most estimate. I used to think one more tool meant more confidence. Later I learned one more tool means more distraction, Lin Yu said in retrospect. After moving 28 low-frequency tools out of his daily zone, he submitted more on time. The root of losing control is rarely heavy tasks but messy entries. Narrow the entry points into one system and focus can flow in. For layering methods for the toolbox. By role, a toolbox splits into 4 layers. Layer 1 is core production, the software you actually deliver with, keep these, refine them, keep them open. Layer 2 is collaboration and communication, email, instant messaging, meetings, review tools. Consolidate these to avoid one topic scattered across 3 or 4 groups. Layer 3 is information capture, notes, read later, asset collections. These pile up easiest, so keep only one main entry. Layer 4 is low-frequency miscellany, converters and lookup tools used a few times a year. If a web page can replace them, don't keep the client resident. After this 4-layer sort, keep or drop becomes clear. Measuring inventory, 3 numbers to see your toolbox. The first number is the share of tools not launched in 30 days. Calculate it and you'll be shocked by your own hoarding. That shock is the start of change. The second number is daily unlock and switch count. Record 3 days and average, most find it absurdly high, far beyond necessity. The third number is deep work duration. It is the thermometer of inventory's effect. Only when it rises do you know attention is truly reclaimed. Put the three numbers side by side and the toolbox's real state hides nowhere. Inventory isn't by feel, it uses a scale to make chaos visible. Professional analysis, redundancy rate of the personal toolbox and a workable inventory framework. We anchor with a public small sample study. Once more than 40% of a person's toolbox tools have not been launched in 30 days, overall usage efficiency begins to drop markedly, and the probability of late delivery is about 1.3 times the baseline. At the framework level, we contrast the storage box model with the workbench model. The storage box model sorts tools by type. Its strength is clarity and easy returning. Its weakness is piles that easily go idle. The workbench model places common tools by task flow. Its strength is convenience and grab when needed. Its weakness is possible duplicate purchases across tasks. The core conflict of the two models is tension between tidiness and convenience. A real case comes from a 34-year-old remote interaction designer. In April 2025, he inventoried, converged 47 tools to 19 mainstays, and built a single launch pad. 90 days later, he recorded, daily phone unlocks fell from 88 to 47, on-time project delivery rose from 72% to 91%, and deep work duration rose from 1.8 to 3.1 hours. Metrics to watch: first, share of tools not launched in 30 days, second, daily unlock count, third, task switch count, fourth, deep work duration. When the first falls, the second and third fall, and the fourth rises, inventory is working. Execution checklist: copy directly, 1. Export the full tool list from phone, tablet, and computer, 2. Flag those.